Parshas Kisavo begins with the discussion of the mitzvah of bringing bikurim v'haya kisavo el haaretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachla v'yirashta v'yishavta ba v'lakachta merishis pri ha'adama. You bring bikurim. But the Sifri has makes a fascinating statement. The Sifri writes, im tekayim mashakasav b'inyan zeh, if you fulfill what the Torah talks about here, meaning the mitzvah of bikurim, then then you're going to inherit the land. Says Rav Pinchas Horowitz, the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, one of his Rebbeim. So hold on a second. The mitzvah of Bikurim begins only when you enter into Eretz Yisrael. So how can the Sifri write that if you fulfill this mitzvah, then you're going to inherit the land? By definition, you're already going to be there. The Chasam Sofer adds on to this question and asks a similar question. In benching, we say, No delecha Hashem Elokeinu, al shein chalta lav osenu eretz chemda tovo uruchava. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving our forefathers the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. And then we add on, V'al shotisenu Hashem Elokeinu meretz Mitzrayim, and we're thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. He said, wait a second, isn't that out of order? Shouldn't we first be saying no delecha that we were taken out of Eretz Yisrael, and then that chain chalta lavoseinu, that we received the Eretz Yisrael as a nachla, as our heritage? So here the Chasam Sofer says we can answer this question based on another question, and this question is found in the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema. When we look at the second paragraph, you will notice some difficulties. We're told, Hishamru lechem penyifta levavchem. Be careful, maybe your heart will turn astray and you'll serve other gods and you'll bow down to them. God will be upset, there won't be any rain. Va'adama lo sitin esivula, the ground will not produce any vegetation. Va'avadatem mehera me'al arza tova asher Hashem nosein lechem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove you from this land that he gave you. In other words, you'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will take you out, send you into Galus. Therefore, the pasuk continues, "V'samtem es divarai ela alavavchem yalnavshchem." So place this matter on your hearts and on your souls, and make them on tefillin, on your arms and on your head, between your and on your forehead, between your eyes. In other words, what the Torah is telling us, or Moshe is telling them, now that you're in Galus, v'samtem es divarai ela, think about these matters, lest va'avadatem mehera, lest that when you go into the land of Eretz Yisrael, you serve other idols and you'll be kicked out. So while you're in Galus right now, think about this. But yet the paragraph continues and says, leman yirbu yimechem v'yimei v'neichem al ha'adama. In order, I'm telling all of this to you in order that you prolong your days in Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean prolong your days in Eretz Yisrael? My days aren't being prolonged in Eretz Yisrael. V'samtem es divrei ela. I'm in Galus right now. I'm not entering into Eretz Yisrael. Why are you telling me to prolong my days in Eretz Yisrael? I'm not there. So it sounds like within the paragraph, they're giving us mixed messages. Are we in Eretz Yisrael or are we not in Eretz Yisrael? Furthermore, the Chasam Sofer is bothered in this paragraph with the last line, Kimei HaShemayim al Haaretz, that we'll read the whole pasuk, Leman yirbu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem al ha'adama, in order that you will lengthen your days on this land of Eretz Yisrael, asher nishba Hashem lavoseichem laseislam, that God has promised your forefathers to give to you, kimei hashamayim al aretz, like the days of heaven on the earth, that Eretz Yisrael is considered like heaven on earth. Writes the Chasam Sofer, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, and Yeshaya talks about the time when we'll go back into Eretz Yisrael, when we'll go back into, have our geula, and we'll have a shamayim chadashim and an aretz chadasha, a new heaven and a new land, a new earth. Here we talk about an old one, kimeha shamayim al aretz, as opposed to the new one, which is mentioned in Yeshaya, which seems to indicate that we're in galus, But the beginning of the pasuk seems to indicate that we're not in galus, we're leman yirbu yameichem, we're prolonging our stay in Eretz Yisrael. So where exactly are we? How do we understand Kriya Shema and by extension Nodelecha and the Sifri's question about Bikurim? Explains the Chasam Sofer, the mindset of Avosenu, of our forefathers, wherever they have been, wandering Jews, no matter what, their hearts and minds were always on Eretz Yisrael. Their thoughts and prayers were always about Eretz Yisrael. That's all they cared about. That was their destination. Everything else was temporary for them. It was a pit stop. And we see this very clearly already in Sefer Bereishis. Lagur ba'aretz banu. The Shvatim told Paro, we're not here to settle. Lagur ba'aretz. We're just here for a short stay, a temporary stay. What difference does it make? Because in their minds, every moment, their thoughts were on getting back to their home, getting back to Eretz Yisrael. And as a result of having that mindset, they became successful. They grew because their values were in line, in consonance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvenei Yisrael paru vayishritu vayirbu vayatmu bimaod maod. You know why they became so numerous? It's because they understood this was not their destiny, this was not their destination, this was a pit stop, a temporary relocation. And that's exactly what we say in our Mikra Bikurim. Vayagar sham bim seimat in this week's Parsha. When the person brings the Bikurim, we're told, Vayer mitzrayma vayagar sham bim seimat. Vayisham lagoy gadol. And what happened? Because we had a mindset of vayagar sham, it's only temporary, we're going to be back in our homeland every second. Their thoughts and prayers, their hearts and minds were centered on Eretz Yisrael. They became a goy gadol. And only then was it vayareu lanu hamitzrim. That's when they started doing evil to us, because they noticed how successful we were, because the mindset was that this was just temporary. So therefore, explains the Chasam Sofer, this is pshat in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema. Va'avarta mehera, we're told that if we don't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we worship idols, we're going to be destroyed. V'samtem es divarei ela. So therefore, im chas v'shalom, if it happens that we will be sent out into galus, a first time, a second time, or even more, v'samtem divarei ela alavavchem, no matter what, you always keep Eretz Yisrael front and center of your mind. Leman yirbu yameichem v'yamei v'neichem al ha'adama. While we're in galus, leman yirbu yameichem is in galus. In order to prolong our days in Eretz Yisrael, we have to always have in mind what the land means to us and our desire to be there. Always. And only then, it's Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz. At that point, when our focus is about Kimei HaShemayim Al Haaretz, about the old land, how much we want to be part of that land, then we will be Zoche to the Shemayim Chadashim and the Aretz Chadasha, the new land. That's the mindset. That's the pshat in Kriya Shema. And now, we can understand benching. When we say, No delecha Hashem Elokeinu, al shin chalta l'avosenu eretz chem l'tovu v'rachava v'al sho tisenu meretz Mitzrayim. That's not a stira. It's not out of order. You know why we got shin chalta l'avosenu? It's because when we were in Mitzrayim, we were thinking about it, our nachala. So the first thing we think is the first thing we thought of, which is always Eretz Yisrael. And with this, we can now understand pshat in the Sifri. The Sifri tells us that if we fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, we're going to inherit the land. What are you talking about if we fulfill the mitzvah of Bikurim, we're going to inherit the land? He says, no. The pshat is that if Eretz Yisrael is our nachala, if we always think about Kisavo La'aretz, if we're always thinking about when we come to the land and that we're going to fulfill the mitzvahs of Bikurim, then we're going to inherit the land. Because our mindset, our thoughts, our machshavos, our tfilos, are always centered around our eternal homeland. That's the attitude we have to take with us each and every day in our tfilos, in our learning, in our interactions with people, when we come into our house and when we leave our homes. We might have beautiful homes, but we always have to remember, Al Shem Tchalta Lavoseinu, and then Shel Tzisenu Mimitzrayim. Our thoughts are always directed to the moment that we have the opportunity to make it to Eretz Yisrael. It's time to go. May it should be speedily soon in all of our days.